All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight?
Shit! Oh, fucking take all you want! I got a Spider-Man t-shirt.
I got shit is collapsing.
See that? It's just slowly sinking. Sinking into the ether of this room.
Studio Q is falling apart.
So what you can't see about Studio Q still largely under construction,
of course,
while we work to bring you the show every week. But just right as we were about to begin, things just started moving on their own in Studio Q.
They were like, settling.
There was yeah, it was like it was collapsing unto itself that was occurring.
Well, it is a black hole, this
that,
studio.
Well, that's the truth. Holy cow. Man, what a week. We are having the worst. Well, we're not going to get into.
We can't get into all of it.
Not going to get into all of it or even some of it, but
we'll save it for next week.
We are, yes. And, this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode
276.
Woohoo!
I know.
One step closer to 300.
Sure.
And we're calling it 5.
Yes, 5.
Right. And we'll get to why we're calling it 5 in the news. But more importantly, OG, I have some exciting news for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What is that?
When is the 7th anniversary show?
March Mlizmama.
Are you going to determine which episode that will be in March?
Well, I don't want to put a number to it, because every time we put a number to it...
No, not a number to it, but like... one of the ones in...
Oh, yeah. What I normally do is I normally look at what day the first episode was published.
Right.
And it's the Wednesday that falls in the same week.
Gotcha.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like the third week in March,
we
though,
can determine. So towards the end of March.
Correct.
Very special guest.
Oh, yeah.
Very special guest.
Just Mike?
Going to join us for that show.
And who's that?
I don't want to tell you.
Ah,
that's a surprise.
Is it someone who some people don't believe actually exists?
Yes. No, it is not Monitor.
No, Monitor actually doesn't exist.
Yeah, he exists. He just exists in someone else's possession.
Someone else's house.
Yeah, we think.
We assume. At this point.
Yes. But I wanted to tell you that, so that I've begun making those arrangements.
Lovely.
So that will be exciting when that happens.
Very exciting.
Yes. And Other than that, I got nothing. So this has been Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
We'll see you next week after Toy Fair 2013.
Ooh, lolly. That is this week, isn't it?
That is, in fact, this week.
Anything you're looking forward to in particular?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see the entire show floor.
Getting in. No.
Listen, the trials and tribulations of this show.
All coming to you shortly.
But I feel like we're trying to go uphill with a boulder on our back always.
Well, yeah, that's the truth. But there are a couple of things we know for sure that we're going to be talking about.
Sure.
We're going to be talking about Hasbro. We're going to be talking about, we think, Lego.
Right.
We're going to be talking about a few other things that hit the airwaves at that time.
I could say we've sort of already talked about Mezco. Mezco had a press event.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Uh-huh. They announced Breaking Bad action figures.
And there's some other cool stuff from that press event. And although we were unable to attend, Mezco actually forwarded us along photos and a press release.
Oh, good.
And that is currently up on our site.
Oh, it is?
It is. I put it up last night.
Awesome.
So that's your Toy Fair preview is Mezco.
Yeah. Mezco's a great company. So
we love Mezco. Can't wait to see it all in person.
Yeah. Can't wait. Oh, boy.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
So do we go into the biggest thing first, or do we save the biggest thing for the end? Because there's a lot of other little things.
No, let's work up to it. Let's see what you think is the littlest thing.
Well, there's a lot of little... There's a lot of other things. Nothing maybe is really little. But, okay. Well, okay. The littlest thing is this week's casting for Sin City 2.
Okay.
Ava Green... Who been cast.
Who's Ava Green?
She was in Casino Royale.
Okay.
She's hot. That's what you need to know.
What else has she been in?
She's been in a couple of different things. Okay. She's been in a couple of different things.
I don't know. I have to look.
But she has been cast as... Oh, crap. I can't remember the character's name. I believe she's been cast as another dancer.
Ava Green?
Ava Green. She's been cast as...
EVA?
Yes, I'm sorry. EVA Green. Ava Green. She's been cast as Ava from the graphic novel series. Every man's most glorious dreams come true. She's also every man's darkest nightmare.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay.
So yeah, that. Cute. And then, the one that I'm actually really excited about.
Okay.
Stacy Keach. Has been cast in Sin City 2.
What?
As Wallenquest.
Wait.
Who is the mob boss.
Oh, okay. No, for a second I was confusing him with Powers Booth, who was in the first movie.
Yes, no. He was
not. Stacy Keach, the same Stacy Keach who should have won an Emmy 2 years in a row.
For Titus? Yes.
That's Stacy Keach. That man is funny as heck. If you have never seen Titus, the TV show that was done by Chris Titus... And others, including an incredibly hot Cynthia Watros and other people as well. You should definitely check that out. But Stacy Keach, very exciting.
Hot on the tails of Pacific Rim, rather.
Yeah.
Robotech has been greenlit.
By who?
I don't know, but they have a director. Hold on. I'll tell you. Director Nick Matthau, who I don't think actually has directed anything that we know.
Okay.
But it's Warner Brothers who is doing this live action adaptation.
Jumping into the large robot fray, huh?
That's right.
Pacific Rim, Robopocalypse, and now.
And we should say, if you didn't read this, Pacific Rim apparently has been screened already. Uh-huh. They're starting to screen it. And the reviews that came in. All positive.
Really?
Not a negative word to say about it.
Huh.
So that's interesting. I mean, I had high hopes for it anyway, but you're always like, robots and giant monsters, could be a trouble.
Gojira.
No, apparently it's doing very well. Gojira also coming. Another Godzilla movie is in the works. Yeah. And not that we talk about anime on this show ever.
Which we don't really hardly
but
ever.
But I should say something that I saw today that I'm pretty excited about, and I'll try to post the link to it. And I actually saw this a while back.
Kale.
But Akira Toriyama is actually working on the first new Dragon Ball Z movie in, like, years and years.
Oh, my God. That's what I think of that.
I know. I know that you don't like anything to do with anime for the most part.
No one likes Dragon Ball Z.
A lot of people. Are you kidding me? It's, like, one of the most popular animes.
No one understands it. Nobody knows what it is.
I love Dragon Ball Z.
No one knows what's going on.
Trunks. Future Trunks, my favorite character. Piccolo, right there below.
No, nobody even knows.
You don't know. I bet there are lots of listeners of this show that know Dragon Ball Z. Okay. I'd be willing. As a matter of fact, OG? I'm throwing it out there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. For next week's call.
Uh-huh.
To the GVM line.
Right. What do you want them to
Them to call in. I want them to tell us if they are or are not a fan of Dragon Ball Z, why or why not.
Okay.
And I don't know. Tell us what you think about the new trailer.
And we'll pick the best one out of all those entries, and they will win a fabulous prize.
That's right. We'll actually announce what that prize is, I don't know, maybe later in the show.
Maybe. And to do that, you need to call the GVM line.
425-920-6050 and leave us a voicemail.
Yep, that's all you got to do. Wasn't there some other casting, late edition casting news today?
Today?
Was that today?
No, we'll get to that. Okay. We'll get to what I think you're talking about in a moment. But we're building, I'm trying to put this in some semblance of...
Order. Okay.
World of Warcraft. Live action movie moving forward with director...
So, wait a minute.
Duncan Jones.
So, wait a minute. So, the Sin City ranked below the World of Warcraft live action movie?
I think so.
Wow. Okay.
This is coming from Legendary Entertainment. Uh-huh. Director Duncan Jones is going to be working on the film. He directed Moon, which I did not see, but I heard a lot of great things about.
Sam Rockwell.
I heard a lot of really good things about that movie. And Source Code, which I did not see either.
I remember that one too.
But that is coming to us, I think, is it 2015? Although I highly doubt that at this point, if it's only at that point. But then again, Star Wars is technically only at that point. Yep. So we'll see.
And, well, we'll get there when we talk about Star Wars.
Mark Millar
has
confirmed Sentinels for Days of Future Past.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's apropos. It works with the Days of Future Past storyline. We saw that teased Sentinel head. Was that in 3 with Wolverine in the Danger Room?
I don't recall.
I think it was in 3. It's he fights.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He does.
You don't see him fight the giant robot, but you see him standing on the head at the end of
Something like that.
I think that was Last Stand.
I think it was. Yeah.
So Kitty Pryde has also been confirmed for Days of Future Past.
Uh-huh.
Also, that makes a lot of sense if you've ever read Days of Future Past. So
Who's playing her?
I don't know if that's been confirmed or not, but who played her originally? It was, what's her name?
Who?
Kitty Pryde?
Ellen Page?
Ellen Page.
Was
played
she Kitty
her in,
Pryde?
Yeah, I think she was in the third film.
No, she was, but I can't remember if she was Kitty. Yeah, I guess she was Kitty Pryde.
Yeah, she was Kitty Pryde. Okay. I think they called her Kitty Pryde.
I think
she walked through the wall.
She wasn't in the first one. It wasn't Ellen Page. It was some other girl, remember? Kitty used the door.
I don't remember, but it's whatever. But yes.
Characters.
Planet Hulk and World War Hulk.
Uh-huh.
So... we've heard this like back and forth now a couple of times. And according to sources at Latino Review, and I don't know that it's been confirmed past that, but Latino Review actually gets a lot of their Marvel sources are really spot on. So if they say it's going to happen, there's a really good chance. So this is being
Latino
teased.
Review has an in.
This is being teased as more Phase 3 movies.
Uh-oh.
And possibly, I guess, Phase 4 leading into a solo Hulk movie. All things that we've heard before.
Right.
And, you know, Hulk going into space at the end of Avengers 2, not entirely far off to launch that into Phase 3.
Sure.
I mean, it kind of makes sense. So I don't really think this is huge news because I think we've been teasing this for a while now.
Right.
But it's there. And then speaking of Marvel in space.
This is what I was talking about.
Chris Pratt
has
been confirmed cast.
I gotta look it up.
As Star-Lord. Chris Pratt, you would know him from Zero Dark Thirty. You would know him from...
That guy is Star-Lord?
You would know him from Murderball.
Uh-huh.
You would know him from Parks and Rec.
You would know him from Parks and Rec.
So, yeah, he has been cast as Star-Lord.
Oh, man.
As your Star-Lord.
Really?
In Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm. I don't know. Of all the ones, I really was hoping that the Houston guy would get it from Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, yeah, you had said that.
I really was hoping he would get it, but apparently 'twas not to be. I don't know about this dude.
I mean, I haven't seen Zero Dark Thirty yet. I watched Parks and Rec, and I saw Murderball, but I barely remember it. It's been a while. I don't know. I like Chris Pratt. I think the hardest problem I'm having is that I know more about Chris Pratt than I know about Star-Lord.
Oh, wait a minute.
Because I've never been a... I've never been a Guardians fan. Not that I don't think I would like it, and I'm pretty positive I'm going to read the Marvel Now relaunch.
Right.
But I've never read it.
Chris Pratt is married. Do you know Chris Pratt's married
to? He's married to Anna Faris.
Anna Faris, yeah. They were just on Top Chef this season. They
were just on Top Chef earlier this season. Oh.
I still don't know how great a choice that is.
So
he's more a funny guy than a serious guy, isn't
he? You know, that's how I know him from Parks and Rec, but I can't imagine he was all chuckles in Zero Dark Thirty.
No.
And I don't recall him. Chuckles. I don't recall him being funny in Murderball, but I could be wrong on that.
Right.
I could be wrong on that. And again, I don't know enough about Star-Lord. Is Star-Lord kind of like a punchy character? Is he not a star? Is he a serious character? Well, I guess we'll
find out.
So I like Chris Pratt. I don't know how he'll fit into that role.
Right.
Again, only because I don't know enough about the character.
Right.
So maybe after I've read some more Guardians of the Galaxy. Well, you've read Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, you read the Neil Gaiman, not the Neil Gaiman run. Was it Neil Gaiman?
No, it wasn't Neil Gaiman. I did read that run.
What did Neil Gaiman do? Oh, what was
Marvel 1602?
No. He did a Spacey book, didn't he? Celestials or what the hell book he did?
Eternals.
Eternals, yeah.
Yeah, he did that.
All right, let's get into the big news.
Okay.
Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
A couple of things happened this week. The first thing that happened on the rumor mill was that Yoda was going to get a standalone movie.
That was a heavy rumor.
And then, literally a day later, Bob Iger?
I think it's Iger.
Igor.
Igor.
from Disney.
The head of Disney.
And now, I guess, Lucasfilm, right?
Well.
He's the CEO of... The article that I read lists him as the CEO of Disney and Lucasfilm,
I think it's Disney. I think Kathleen Kennedy is the CEO of Lucasfilm.
Is she the CEO of Lucasfilm?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, well, anyway. Bob Iger confirmed that we were going to see standalone movies.
Yes.
Now, I don't really consider that huge news.
On CNBC, he confirmed that was going to happen.
Without really giving anything away.
Right.
I don't consider that news because I think we've known that they were going to do standalone movies.
Well, they were rumored.
They were rumored, but they also said they wanted to do a Star Wars movie a year. And we knew that there was no way that they were going to do 7, 8, and 9 a year apart.
Well, what Iger confirmed, or Iger... I think it's Iger.
Right.
What he confirmed was that 3 movies in 6 years.
Right.
Starting in 2015. So 2015, 2017, 2019. Right. Wow. It seems like we're in the future when you start saying dates like 2019.
I know.
And then he said after that there would be, that he was confirming there would be some standalone movies.
So what he says is, we still plan on making Star Wars 7, 8, 9 roughly over a 6-year period of time starting in 2015, but there are going to be a few other films released in that period too. Now, again, this is not, I don't think that's, it's rumor, but it doesn't come as a surprise.
That's not a rumor
anymore.
It's
confirmation. Right, this is confirmation of the rumor. We heard Joe Johnston wanted to do a Boba Fett movie. We'll get to that in a second. And we've heard a couple of other things here.
He mentioned Lawrence Kasdan was going to do one. Iger.
What, direct?
Said Lawrence Kasdan wanted to do one or showed interest or something. I thought that would be the Boba Fett movie. However, if it's Joe Johnson, fucking bravo.
Well, Joe Johnson wants to do a Boba Fett movie.
Sure.
So then today, EW makes the announcement that the 2 spinoff projects that'll be first. Now, this Entertainment Weekly has learned details as how it's written. But it's Entertainment Weekly, and Entertainment Weekly normally doesn't join the rumor fray.
Right.
So if they're saying it, you got to take it with a grain of salt. Of course, nothing is confirmed till it comes directly from Lucas and Disney.
Right.
But again, EW is the source. So.
Sure.
A young Han Solo saga and a Boba Fett movie. The Han Solo movie would take place between Sith and Star Wars. New Hope. Which makes sense because that's a part of Solo's history as far as film is concerned that we don't really know.
Right.
books and books and books and books and books have been written.
Not about him in that period.
I think there have been.
I think so. Okay.
And then the Boba Fett film, they give two possible periods between New Hope and Empire, or between Empire and Jedi. To me, between Empire and Jedi makes more sense. But if they're planning on doing several Boba Fett movies, then you have to, I would think, New Hope and Empire.
What about between Jedi and Seven?
Also a possibility to go there as the third. Because we know he survived the Sarlacc.
Yep.
So
goddamn right he survived the Sarlacc pit.
So that's pretty interesting.
I would have been more interested, I think, in a Jango Fett.
See, and I would not. Okay. I feel as though Jango Fett was explored well in the first two films.
Okay.
I don't think we need more Jango Fett. Because where are you going to really go with Jango Fett? See his death.
Early. Pre. How did he get there?
Yeah, I guess.
He was the most feared bounty hunter in the galaxy, and so was Boba Fett in his time. So look,
you know what? Maybe the backstory of Jango Fett will be explored in the Boba Fett movies. I mean, it's possible. The other thing that's interesting with these two spinoff movies,
right,
being set in the period that they're looking to set them, is that Kathleen Kennedy said last year or a couple months ago,
uh-huh,
hey, we're not done with Darth Vader, by the way. We're not done with using that character. So everybody speculated, well, maybe there would be something that bridges
right
the two movies, or maybe they would do a Vader movie. Well, it's real easy to put Vader at least in the background of a Boba Fett movie. Sure. I don't know about in the background of a Solo movie, but possibly.
Well, there's also Vader the entire length of, you know, the space between the 19 years between.
Right. Right. Again, if you want to do a Solo movie, but right, what I'm saying is if you want to just keep the character alive, we got to stop saying Solo movie, because Solo movie may actually refer to a Solo movie. Yeah,
exactly.
But
may refer to all of them.
Right, exactly. But I don't know. I just think it's an interesting way to bring Vader back in without giving him his own movie just yet. So, well, again, this is all new and rumory and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
But with that.
Yes.
I don't have anything else in the news. Do you?
I'm trying to think. Thought I had something there for a minute, but then maybe I don't.
I think it faded.
And with that, OG, we'll take our first break on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 276, 5.
Ahoy, hoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. You wouldn't know it because Sony is absolutely terrible about marketing these days, but Sly Cooper, Thieves in Time, has been released for the PlayStation 3 and PS Vita. And when you buy the PlayStation 3 version, you get a code for the PS Vita version bundled in, so you can play the game on both systems, continuing from your save. This is the fourth installment from the Sly Cooper series, and it looks it. It's developed by the team that did the HD collection for the Sly Cooper trilogy. So it looks like when they were done upgrading the original series, they simply continued on and made a fourth installment from everything they've learned. Which is really good, because the Sly Cooper series is one of my favorites. I really recommend you play it. It's out now for the PlayStation 3 and PS Vita. Also out this week is Dead Space 3. But unlike Sly Cooper, Dead Space 3 is a game that is moving away from the original. Fighting off humans, an option to take cover, campaign co-op, and a deep weapon crafting system. But don't throw your arms up just yet. While it's trying to be more of an action game than a survival horror, it's still a solid game. You're still out in space, floating in zero gravity, cutting limbs off of necromorphs. If you're a fan of the first two games, why wouldn't you try Dead Space 3? If you've never played the series, I suggest you check out the first game, and some people even like the second better. Dead Space 3 is out now for PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and PC. And finally, J.J. Abrams is booked solid, but he's still taking meetings. J.J. Abrams and Valve spokesman Gabe Newell have announced that they are working together to make a Half-Life movie and a Portal movie, which sounds amazing, as long as we get J.J. Abrams, executive producer of Lost, and not J.J. Abrams, executive producer of Revolution. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 276, 5.
Good job.
Nice. Well, you know, that one was easy. There weren't a lot of syllables. comics.
Oh, yeah.
Not a lot this week.
No.
I have three.
I have one, which you also have.
Right. And it crosses over.
Yep.
So I'll give the two I have. Actually, I do want to mention a third one. Okay. Star Wars number one went into second printing this week, and it's got another Alex Ross cover.
That's called a virgin cover because it does not have...
I didn't actually see it.
Oh,
so...
I've seen it, yeah.
Okay, what is it?
It's essentially, it's the Star Wars cover that they had on the original book, but with no... logo and all that. That's,
oh, nice.
I believe that's what is referred to as a virgin cover. Because it hasn't been fucked up by all that other shit they put on it.
The other two books I picked up this week are Superior Spider-Man number 3.
Yuck.
Which I have not had a chance to read yet. But,
reading.
You know, the Yoda-ization of Peter Parker. And, again, something else I haven't had a chance to read yet, but I'm really excited to sit down and read, is what I'm calling Green Arrow 1. The rest of you can call it Green Arrow 17, but it's really Green Arrow 1.
Okay.
It's really another reboot of that character under the new helm of Jeff Lemire doing the writing. I'm really excited to see what he does with this book.
Cool.
And then, of course, the one that we both have.
Is Detective.
Right.
Number
17.
17.
And this is a Death of the Family issue.
Right.
And the cover looks interesting.
It does.
But I haven't read it.
I haven't read it either.
But what do you think? Are you caught up on your...
No.
Oh, damn it. Damn it!
It's hard, sir.
I know, but I want to talk to you about it.
Hit me up next
week. I want to get your opinions.
You can hit me up after the show, sir. And
I know, I know. The only other thing we have this week that I did want to bring up is... because we don't have any graphic novels this week, right?
No.
But, you know, we talk about art books.
Yeah.
In this segment all the time. Yeah. Frank Cho, what, 2 weeks ago, last week?
Yeah.
This is a book that we've been covering actually since volume one.
Uh-huh.
This is introducing volume 4 from Vegamation Press.
Wait, it's Vegamation?
Yes.
I thought it was Vegamation.
No, Vegamation.
I like
the gentleman's name is George Vega.
That
He's one of the artists featured in this issue.
That doesn't mean it can't be Vegamation.
It's Vegamation. The artists featured in this issue are Andrew Tooney, Shauna Mills, Andre Arujo, Alessandro Maselli, and George Vega also has some great pieces in here. One thing I noticed different in this from the previous three is that I think in the previous three, it was mostly like pinups or one pages. And this has a couple of, at least one or two, I think, almost...
story pages.
Story pages, yeah.
Yeah.
And the one that really caught my interest was the Just the Nomad by Andre Lima Arujo. I have to look into if this is where this is available. If it's like a webcomic or...
Maybe he just did it for this particular thing.
Oh, no, he has it. Read the complete first issue here, and then he gives a link to it inside of his book. I don't know. It looks really cool. It kind of almost looks very Borderland-ish, and I was a fan of Borderland. The games are pretty fucking awesome. Some of the art in here really stands out. George Vega's, one of his robot pieces is really fucking cool. Quincy Roll. It's kind of like a little steampunky dude with the top hat.
Yeah, I see that.
That's a really great piece. His other piece, Jasper Tank, is really cool. But yeah, there's some great art in here. And we are going to be giving away two copies of this book.
Oh, two copies.
Yeah, so I think we're going to split up how we give these away.
Okay.
We're going to give one away to the GVM callers.
Uh-huh. 425-920-6050.
Right. This goes back to our Dragon Ball Z question. And actually, I'm going to say, if there's any question that you haven't yet responded to in our past few weeks of questions, respond to them now still.
Yep.
We'll pick a caller at random, and you will possibly win a copy of Introducing Volume 4. And cool. Then we'll do the other one through Twitter. Of course, we'll encourage you to follow the show Twitter account and the Vegamation Press Twitter account. And I'll come up with a hashtag. Look for it in the show notes. And of course, while we're mentioning contests, the contests for Art Hustle.
Oh, yeah.
The Art Hustle packs is still going on. That goes on until next Wednesday, which is actually, let me just get the date for that for you. That's actually the 13th. So that the Art Hustle contest goes on until February 13th, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can enter to win that. We've gotten a bunch of entries both through Facebook and Twitter. And then this contest will give you 2 weeks also. So we'll say that the Introducing Volume 4 contests ends on February 20th at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to submit your entries.
Nice.
So there you are.
There you go.
Geek Stuff DVD News.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little different.
That's
different.
Well, that heralds something that we teased last week.
That's right.
Where tonight we are bringing a close to the 7-year segment, the DVD segment.
That's right. So this is the segment, of course, for those of you who listen weekly, you know, but for those of you who may be new, this is the week. We don't really do reviews so much as we kind of give you an idea of what came out that week.
Right.
Sometimes we'll do some reviews or stuff like that, sure. Special features and stuff
We do some. You know, there are some films that come out on DVD, like, what was that one that we talked about extensively? The Nazis in Space one.
Oh, Iron Sky.
Iron Sky, we talked about, and some others like that that we will talk
about.
Sure.
In years past, we did the 17 or 18 different versions of Batman.
Sure.
Dark Knight
that came out on DVD. But here's the thing. In the 7 years we've been doing the show, the kind of DVD market has kind of gone through a change.
Sure.
And where it used to be, you know, a very important and exciting thing, we feel like it's kind of taken a back seat a little bit. And although there are still DVDs coming out almost every week that are worth talking about, what we feel is that we can mention what's released in our product segment.
Sure.
Just as kind of a little tag, you know, and also this week, so and so and so.
Some weeks there'll be nothing.
Uh-huh, and some weeks there'll be nothing. But we think that doing a whole segment dedicated to that is kind of maybe passé.
Sure.
So we have a brand new segment.
That's right.
That will be taking the place of this, which we will unveil in the next couple of weeks.
Sure.
And we think everybody's going to be excited about it. So
absolutely.
Stay tuned and look for that. So OG, in the final DVD segment.
Yep.
276 DVD segments that we've done. What came out this week?
Animaniacs Volume 4.
Which I thought was long since over, but
nope.
I'm feeling bad now.
This collects the last episode, 76 or 77 through 99.
Wow.
And then the only other one I thought was worth mentioning this week, which I will get. This is Peter Pan, the Blu-ray Diamond Edition from
the
Disney.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, Peter Pan... qualifies for me as a repurchase only because it's Peter Pan.
Gotcha.
Because there's a lot of, like, I didn't rebuy Snow White or Cinderella, right, or Pocahontas, or if that's even released.
But I would never own Pocahontas.
No, see, but okay, so here's the thing. So for those of you who don't know, I'm sort of a Disney retard, and I feel the need to have every Disney animated movie that's been released on DVD or Blu-ray ever. So I have them all. Including all the Pixar films, including Song of the South.
I was going to say.
there's
another one, too, I think. I can't always forget what it's called. But yeah.
So I have the bare bones version of Pocahontas that I bought used for like $5 at Suncoast.
Right.
Because I need to have it. Because
I feel it's more important to own Song of the South than it is to own Pocahontas. I will never I will never own Pocahontas.
Again, if it wasn't for the fact that I own them all, and the only one that I would be missing would be Pocahontas.
Right.
For $5, I had to just... Look, I don't think I'll ever open it.
Right.
I'll probably never ever watch it.
Right.
But there.
You cannot take history and, you know, sort of rewrite it for Disney animation. I mean, it just doesn't work. Those people actually existed. And I think Disney crossed the line. I think they made a humongous mistake with Pocahontas. You don't hear anything about Pocahontas.
No, it's kind of
like Princess Pocahontas like stuff that happens.
Yeah, she's kind of in the background.
None of that happens because they, I think, recognize the fact that, like, Song of the South may not have been an appropriate choice to do. So, Song of the South, though, that was some funny shit.
So, there it is, folks.
The end of the DVD segment. thanks so much for enduring 276 DVD release segments. And stay tuned for the segment that will replace it, premiering in the next couple of weeks.
Sure.
Geek Stuff product reviews.
Product.
Yes, sir.
We have a couple different things tonight.
Uh-huh.
Let's do these first.
Okay.
So, these came from the folks over at Toy Break.
Okay.
I should say real quick about Toy Break. Toy Break, this Friday, Saturday, and this Friday and Saturday, they're doing their 24 hours with Toy Break, their live event online. Uh-huh. So you can go over to toybreak.com and check that out.
Cool.
That being said, so the folks over at Toy Break on their last episode, the episode that came out last week, they covered these Kara covers. Chara covers.
You can check them out at www.chara-covers.com.
Right. And the company that's putting these out is Huckleberry.
Huckleberry.
And they covered them on their show. And George was so kind as to send us a few that he thought not only would we appreciate, but also to review on the show.
Yes.
So that we could let you guys know. So these are Marvel and DC licensed iPhone 4 and iPhone 4S character covers.
Right.
Now, I believe they have other licenses coming down the way.
Okay.
But we don't know what they are just yet.
Right.
Maybe we'll see these guys at Toy Fair.
Do we...
If there are going to be a Toy Fair.
Do we know if there were other characters other than the ones that we have?
There are a bunch. There is... I think there was... I know in the... In the DC line, I think there was a Batman and a Superman,
right?
And I think a Wonder Woman.
Okay.
And then in the Marvel line,
all the Avengers.
I think there was Cap and Venom. I'll try to post a link to the website online. But
well, the two I have here are the Joker and Harley Quinn.
Right, and I have Spidey.
Right, and they look like a little SD. There, it's a hard plastic case, but it has some sort of rubbery finish on it so that you kind of, durable hard shell protection and access to ports, buttons, and camera. Rubberized coating for enhanced grip and protection against minor drops and scratches and shock protection.
Yeah, apparently they definitely provide a bit of protection.
Oh, you're opening yours?
On the drop. Of course.
Are you going to put your iPhone 4 in there?
I don't own an iPhone 4.
What? Why do you not own an iPhone?
Because I'm an Android guy, sir. Because I like Android.
Wow.
So that website that they give you, www.chara-covers.com,
yeah,
I don't think actually works.
Really?
Nope.
chara-covers.com?
Nope.
Do you spell it wrong?
No. That's the problem. Maybe you could check out the Huckleberry site. I'll see if they have a website. But anyway, so the thing I like about these... as a Spider-Man collector, is that while I do not have an iPhone, I will proudly display this on my Spider-Man shelf with my other toys and statues and whatnot.
Yeah, I'll totally use one of these as a cover, that's for sure, because they're awesome. And I will definitely put them both on display in my Joker Harley collection.
Oh, yeah, look, a little come in two pieces. And it kind of
so they put together?
Yeah, it snaps together here in the middle.
Does it?
Yeah. You know what? I guess it snaps together. It snaps together when you have it on the phone.
Oh, is that how it works?
So, yeah. So once you have the bottom of the phone on, it'll click on to the front. So here's the thing. If you're not going to display this, or if you're not going to use this as a cover, you might have to glue it or
tape it
or leave fun it in the tack box. It. Yeah. No, I'll probably use a little super glue.
Oh, yeah?
Look, I don't own an iPhone. I'll probably never own an iPhone, so I would rather just display it on my Spider-Man show.
Why are you such a hater?
Because I like the Android operating system, and I like my Galaxy Nexus, and I probably will get an S3.
Okay,
next phone I get. But yes, these come from Huckleberry. Retail, they're not out yet. They should be out soon, sometime in February.
Most people have the iPhone.
No, actually, the market share is more Android operating devices than iPhone devices.
Not true, sir.
Yeah, no, that absolutely is true.
No,
there are more phones out there that have the Android operating system than iPhone.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if there's any one single phone.
I don't think that there's more using Android than
there absolutely is anymore. I think even Apple will tell you that.
No, I think that just passed, actually. I just think that they released those numbers. And
I could be wrong, saying, but I don't think that's the case.
I'm just saying.
These will be retailing in February. Price point on these is going to be around like $30.
Oh, that's cool.
They will be available.
Well, you know, cases generally run around that price anyway. That's not bad. But to get something cool and sculpty and character like this for about that, that's really good, actually.
And these are going to be out in major retailers, Best Buy, Target, Walmart, that kind of place. I'm sure some specialty shops will carry it.
Cool.
You know, you may find it in the, you know, collector's market. Sure. I'm sure you'll probably find it on the interwebs as well. But check these out. They're character covers from Huckleberry. They really are pretty awesome.
Carrot covers. I get it now.
All right, moving on.
Uh-huh.
I have a couple different things that I want to talk about.
Okay.
Another thing that came out, this also is from October Toys, but I actually bought these. These are from October Toys produced them, sculpted by George. Based on character designs by Scott Tolson. Scott's someone we've talked about on the show numerous times. This is a Deadbeat. It's in scale with the OMFG figures, although it's technically not an OMFG figure, but it really is an OMFG figure.
Okay.
It's a little beat, dude.
That's what it is.
Now,
it
looks Scott, like
a beat person.
Yeah, Scott has
B-E-E-T.
Right. Scott has a bunch of these Deadbeats in much larger scales, so Phoebe.
Deadbeats.
But I haven't collected the bigger ones, but the little ones are really cute. There are two colorways. There's the flesh and the plum. And then announced on Toy Break last week,
right,
during the Live from Toy Break event, they will have a Toy Break exclusive, which I'm assuming is going to be Toy Break purple. To coincide with most of their other releases that they do in purple.
In the smaller scale.
In the small scale, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And then moving away from that, something, I don't think we actually talked about these on the show yet.
I thought you mentioned those last week.
Did I mention them? I don't remember.
Oh, I don't remember now either.
Kid Robot, from time to time, puts out specialty dunnies.
Right.
Outside of the scope of individual sets. These are just like one-offs.
Right.
We talked about the Arson one that they released right around New York Comic Con. We've talked about the holiday ones and whatnot. Uh-huh. So these are from the artist Kano. Kano, if you listen to Your Herd Show, he's one of the artists that does Your Herd Show. But these are the flight dunny,
right?
Is what they're called. But to be honest, it's Starscream.
Okay.
I mean, the original colorway is Starscream's colors,
right?
I
see that,
and it looks like a little jet head. I mean, they've kind of added some additional sculpting to the head, the ears, and they've got the jet
on the back of the head,
thrusters
there.
On the back of the head,
right?
And then the other two colorways, you know, chase figures, just so happen to coincide with Thundercracker and Skywarp.
So which one are you missing?
I am missing Thundercracker.
Ah.
So I have here Starscream and Skywarp in the studio, and then Thundercracker is the other one. And I'm hoping maybe that they go ahead and release some more, because I think in total there were 6 jets.
Oh, really?
That they had released.
That they could do?
That they could do, right. Yeah. So, but these are really, really cool. I would say if you're a Dunny fan, they're cool. I would say if you're a Transformers fan.
They're pretty cool. Yeah.
I mean, this is like, you know, and... To be honest with you, when I bought a pack, I bought one randomly from Kid Robot when they were released, and I actually pulled Skywarp, and I was disappointed that I had pulled Skywarp, because despite the fact that he's the chase and he's selling for far more than the regular, I really just wanted Starscream.
Right.
But now that I see the two of them together...
Now I want them all.
Now I want Thundercracker, so there it is.
But, OG, if you had a blog
that
just covered Transformers...
Right.
You may see stuff like this at Toy Fair.
I might be not at Toy Fair. But so anyway, you should definitely check these out. They are no longer available online. Most online retailers are sold out. You might get lucky. Like if you go over to My Plastic Heart, he might still have some in the store.
Are you
Kid Robot is sold out of them.
Are you seeking a Thundercracker at this point?
Sure. Of course. Okay. But they're selling for like $40 right now, and I'm not going to spend $40 on him.
Ooh.
Sorry. I'd spend 20.
Maybe you could trade some Deadbeats.
Spend 20. Maybe. But definitely check out eBay if you want to try to get these. Try checking out your local retailers that have brick and mortar shops. They might have them. But pretty much all the online retailers are sold out. So I think that's about it.
Okay, OG. And with that, we'll take our final break on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 276, 5.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care.
Hey, this is Jules Stay from Firefly.
Hey, this is Marina Baccarin from Firefly.
Hey, this is Joss Whedon, creator of Buffy and Firefly and Serenity and some other stuff. And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, you geek.
Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 276, 5.
Yes. And you know what two times five is?
Superpower Collectibles.
The discount you will get by using coupon code BIGKEV off any offer order of $40 or $50 or more.
That's right.
And also, you will get any order of $99 or more will get you free shipping.
That's right. So check out superpowercollectibles.com for all of your geeky goodness, comic books, statues, figures, a plethora of things for you to buy. And of course, by supporting superpowercollectibles.com.
Yeah, you're supporting the program. You're supporting your wallet.
Right.
You're supporting the sponsor.
Right.
You know you're going to spend $50 on this stuff anyway. So why not get it delivered right to your house? You save gas. You save the planet. You get $10 off any order of $50. You get free shipping if you get up to $100. And let's face it, it's easy to do that these days. So you're going to get the $10 off and you're going to get free shipping. All by using the simple coupon code BIGKEV.
Everyone's a winner.
Yes, everyone's a winner. OG, what did we talk about before we talked about superpowercollectibles.com?
Sin City 2 casting news. Stacy Keach and Eva Green joining that cast.
Yes.
The World of Warcraft movie getting a director.
Weird.
Robotech movie has a director and is moving forward.
Big giant robots are returning. This is a really interesting trend.
Where's the Voltron movie?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. Where is the Voltron
movie? That would be the one that we'd all want to see.
Absolutely.
But they're doing Robotech? That doesn't make sense.
Look, Robotech has a lot of fans. I'm not going to say it doesn't, but I would rather see Voltron.
Robotech, you mean the same brand that ruined Exo Squad toys, that one. They started re-releasing all the Robotech toys the Exo Squad boxes.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
Ruined.
Planet Hulk and World War Hulk are high candidates for Phase 3, which is not really a surprise at this point. Oh, you know what? Speaking of Marvel movies.
Uh-huh.
Did you see the Iron Man trailer from the Super Bowl?
You mean the three-second one?
Yeah. Okay, so the three-second one was ridiculous. Fuck you, Marvel. And then I went to Facebook.com to watch the extended trailer, which was about 6 seconds.
4 seconds,
And it was still not, there was nothing in the fucking trailer. Mandarin, great, thank you. I'm happy that I finally saw Mandarin. He looks just like all the pictures I've seen of him already.
Right.
And Don Cheadle looks like just all the pictures I've seen of him already.
Super Patriot.
Where's the trailer? There's
no trailer.
Where is the trailer?
Speaking of trailer, by the time we're recording again, the Wolverine trailer will have been released.
Ooh, fancy.
On February 12th, that is being released.
The Lone Ranger trailer was better than the Iron Man trailer.
Ugh.
I'm saying it. I'm saying it.
The Lone Ranger looks god-awful, by the way.
It does, but, you know. Chris Pratt has been cast as Star-Lord in the upcoming Guardians of the Galaxy film.
Don't know how I feel about that.
And, of course, in Star Wars news, we are getting solo movies. And according to EW, one of them will be a solo movie, and the other one will be Boba Fett.
Yes, and that will take place the same six-year period, according to rumor, as episodes 7, 8, and 9. So starting in 2015, we're gonna get five Star Wars movies in 6 years if the schedule holds and the rumors are true.
So we'll see.
A lot of Star Wars. That really screws me up, doesn't it? I just thought about it.
It could.
Wow, I am in deep shit.
It could mean bad things for you.
Oh
Lots of new stormtroopers.
Oh, man.
Lots of new stormtroopers.
Maybe not. Hasbro can't seem to get any of this stuff correct.
We'll see. All new movies to do?
We'll see.
You could be in trouble, sir.
Six inch, sir. Thank you.
In comic books this week, we talked about three issues and one book.
Uh-huh.
Green Arrow 17, which is actually Green Arrow number one, according to me.
The reboot.
Superior Spider-Man number 3 and Detective Comics number 17. Of course, also we talked this week about Introducing Volume 4.
Right.
And of course, if you want to win a copy of Introducing Volume 4, two ways. There'll be a Twitter contest, and there will be a contest through the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
Go back to the last three or four episodes of the show and call in with any with answers to any of the questions that we've been proposing to you, including tonight's question, which is, what do you think about a new Dragon Ball Z movie coming from Akira Toriyama? It or not like it?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite character and why?
Really? I thought the question was...
And do you like it or not?
Do you like Dragon Ball Z? Why or why not?
Yeah, that too. I think I said name your favorite character if you're a fan.
Something about Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. Something about Dragon Ball Z. Moving into product.
Uh-huh.
We had three pretty exciting things we talked about tonight.
Yes.
Of course, the character covers, Kara covers. From Huckleberry. The licensed products that we have or that we know about so far are definitely DC and Marvel with, right. I think, more to come down the line. Of course,
but
these
apparently
are
apparently that...
That website's not working. So I will check to see if there's a Huckleberry website directly, okay. And I'll post the link to that.
Okay.
We talked about, of course, Joker, Harley Quinn, and Spider-Man tonight. Uh-huh. These are going to retail around $30, $35. You should start seeing these pretty much now. Major retailers, Best Buy, Target, Walmart, etc. Of course, I'm sure some second retailers, maybe some collectible shops will have these as well.
Sure.
And of course, online, Amazon, etc. You'd be able to find these. Of course, we talked about the Deadbeats from George Gaspar and Scott Tolleson,
right.
Brought to us by October Toys. Those are pretty awesome.
Deadbeats. Still funny.
That's a great name, isn't it? And the Kano Flight Dunnies by Kid Robot, a.k.a. the Transformer Dunny, Starscream, Skywarp, and Thundercracker.
I got one for George and...
Who, Scott?
Scott Tolleson.
Yeah.
They did Deadbeats, but like as zombies. Like undead beats.
Well, October Toys already does those mini zombie toys. So now it's just a matter of combining the two.
See, that's what I mean.
And, you know, Scott actually has a figure coming out in OMFG Series 3.
Oh, yeah?
It's a fruit punch, and it's a juice box with boxing gloves. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm looking forward to that, of course. So I think that's it. So don't forget, of course, you can check us out online over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our shows, our YouTube videos. Of course, all of our episodes are now available on the YouTube.
Are they all available on YouTube?
Well, the newer episodes are available on the YouTube.
Are we working backwards?
I don't know that we're working backwards.
Oh,
not unless we get an intern who's willing to work for credit.
Or a producer.
That being said, check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. Oh, the Art Hustle 3 contest.
Oh, yeah.
Entries through Twitter and Facebook. Please enter that contest.
Yeah, great chance still happening. To win.
And we should say, too, I wanted to mention this. February 16th, there was like an Art Hustle slash trading card thing going on at Toy Tokyo, right?
Are we going to that?
I cannot go to that. I will be out of town that weekend.
Oh, where will you be? Could
go. I'm going to visit some friends in upstate New York that weekend.
Oh.
But you can you should go.
I believe I may make an appearance.
Of course, the
Super Suck Lord.
The Super Suck Lord will be there.
Will be in.
The Super Suck Lord also has like one of those pop-up shops opening, I think, this weekend somewhere in Manhattan.
Really?
Yeah, I saw he posted it on his Twitter feed today. So you should check that out.
Well, no. I got one more for you about the Super Suck Lord.
What?
Super Suck Lord the plush.
Oh, yes. Did you see the Super Suck Lord Chris Christie figure?
I did.
Fucking amazing.
I did. But I heard they made like, he made like three of them.
Yeah, it was for an auction. And all the money, all the proceeds went to Hurricane City.
I wish maybe I had been at that event.
I was going to say that piece probably sold
for a lot of money. Yeah.
And I think that's about it, Big Guy.
Super Suck Lord. I love that guy.
Do you have anything else?
No, I don't, sir. I think we've covered everything in shit. And so, OG, we will bring this episode to a close, as we bring all episodes to a close for now, by saying good night, DVD segment, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music. roads go ever, ever on. Over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone.